Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along.
Worked all week. Wait a minute. We're only it's only Wednesday. People still with jobs have only worked a couple of days this week so far. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Boy, are we getting pushback from people about having a rally on Saturday. So many negative Nellies out there. Or should I call them sheep? You judge for yourself and you decide for yourself if you want to come out with us on Saturday in Elko, in Carson City, in Las Vegas, and right here in Reno to let it be known to not only the cities, the counties, the governor, who, by the way, has absolutely no plan to reopen. Even in stages, the state of Nevada. Why wouldn't he have a plan by now? That's just not something. What is he doing with his time? Wouldn't you think that they would already have something worked out for as long as we've been going through this? I'm rather confused.
Oh, we still have other. There's so many different components.
Yeah, that's why you have chiefs and heads of different departments. I hope you're really taking note at how poorly this whole thing, I'm going to call it a thing, has been mismanaged. In the name of your health and safety. Still checking out this number. 80,000 people dead. Oh, no, not now. No, not now. September 26th, 2018, that's an Associated Press story from the CDC. 80,000 people died of flu last winter in the U.S., highest death toll in 40 years. I don't remember being shut down then. Do you? I don't remember having a booming, red-hot economy. And then somebody saying flu-like virus, highly contagious, a different strain of coronavirus. And shutting the entire country down. Oh, wait, we didn't have. Yeah, we did. Even then, the economy was turning around. But it was still building. 2018 building, 2019 building. And now, dead stop. Even companies still open, suffering. So what do we do? We stand up for ourselves. And we come together in peaceful rallies. I'm sorry, I can't even say peaceful. I've never seen rallies like these be not peaceful. I mean, seriously. These aren't people going out and trying to overthrow the government. These are working class people like you and I who are frustrated because they can't work. No big deal for the people who don't want to work, who've always been perfectly happy living off your dime, living off all the benefits, and now the benefits are even higher. So why would you want to go back to work? People ridiculing us, people saying that we're going to cause more deaths, we're going to cause more people to get the coronavirus. Seriously? The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. We have like 40 people here hospitalized. I mean, seriously, how does that overwhelm anything? We are Nevadans, and if we truly are Nevada strong, then we stand up to those who are literally shutting us down by fear-mongering, by tyranny, making their own decisions, cutting off access to life-saving medication, letting criminals out of jail just to become repeat offenders. How much of this are you going to take? How much of this are you going to stand for? Saturday at Rancho San Rafael Park here in Reno, and in Vegas, Carson, Elko, wherever you want to be, wherever you want to get out and let your voice be heard, it's up to you. If you're feeling ill, stay home. Imagine that, having a choice. If you feel perfectly fine, come on out. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't. You want to wear gloves? Wear gloves. You don't want to wear gloves? Don't wear gloves. You want to shake a hand or give a hug or two? It's your choice with the person who you want to give that to. It's your choice. More people are concerned about the freedom of choice when it comes to killing a child and having an abortion, because they can still do that, or being able to leave your home, gather in the open air where it is actually safer for you. You're getting vitamin D. You're getting, bring an orange and you'll be getting vitamin C too, which helps fight off the coronavirus. Huh, vitamin D and vitamin C helps the flu. When are you going to stop letting fear mongers control your thoughts and your actions? Because that's exactly what they're doing. We don't have the cases here. We don't have the numbers. Yeah, but you're going to bring on the numbers. No, I don't think we are. And I know you don't think that either. Honestly. So what are you going to do? Rancho San Rafael, Saturday at 11? Or just the same old, same old? Be afraid. Cower in your house. Let the media lie to you. Yeah, flat out lies. A lot being said right now about Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. And how Trump lets them call the shots. They're not calling the shots. I think Trump is letting them do just enough for disclosure. To point out the hypocrisy of the CDC, who they work for, because it's not us. The World Health Organization, the UN, Bill Gates funneling all the money in, George Soros funneling all the money in. We are willing patsies right now, if there's ever been a willing patsy, it's us right now. Do you think that Governor Sisolak is concerned about Northern Nevada and getting Northern Nevada where the cases aren't opened up first? Or do you think he's worried about Clark County? Or do you think he's worried about it at all? Because he's still getting paid. The people who support him are still getting paid. Yet you and I, our lives are on hold. So what are you going to do about it? Saturday, 11 o'clock. I'll be there with a whole bunch of other people. I hope more than I can count. But fear is a powerful thing. Fear of retribution. Fear of law enforcement. Fear of the unknown. Are you afraid? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this quick news break. Or actually, this quick break. We got to pay some bills. Yeah, there's still bills to be paid. But we'll start talking candidates after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show, live and local talk, the way it should be on those FM dials, 92.3 and 99.1. 884-9910, that's the number for you to speak your piece. Let's check in with Lynn this morning. Hi, Lynn. What would you like to discuss?
Good morning. Love the show and keep healthy. Yes, I am wondering why it is that we as the citizens of Nevada cannot address our state government for a petition and a waiver to assume risk and go back to work.
A waiver? That's an excellent idea, Lynn.
To assume the risk and go back to work. Truck drivers take huge risks every day they're on the road. Linemen take huge risks with working with electricity every day. We have taken risk after risk as long as I can remember with open borders and diseases coming in from third world countries and from South America. We live in a world full of risks. This is insanity, what we have done to ourselves. We have been duped. The rug's been pulled out. We need to get the train back on the tracks and zoom, zoom, zoom.
Lynn, thank you so much. That is an excellent idea. God bless you, too. I would love to see one of our elected representatives take that on. I doubt seriously it'll happen because I've said it before. You get that little bit of power and you go crazy. It is literally in the mind, our egos, go into overdrive that we know better than everybody else. I know better. I know what's right for you. And that's exactly how, in my opinion, Sheevy and Sisolak look at it. They know what's best. They're going to use their health experts. They're going to use the people they surround themselves with who are willing to show them numbers from somewhere that will back up what they're doing. And then just keep everything shut down. Because there are, I know, you're going to laugh. You're going to say things. There are ulterior motives. Imagine that. And Lynn, you're 100% right. We have done this to ourselves. We've allowed it to happen. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil.
Hi. I wanted to say about the protest, I'm 100%, and I really wanted to go, but I couldn't make can't make it, but I'm 100% on your side, and I'm saying that we need to protest the way of the Democrats too, like the way of the Whigs, and put a third party or make it like take away the Democrats. We do not like them. Come on, U.S. 200 years with them, no more. And the yeah, and stuff like that, too. What do you say about protesting about that stuff, too? And the media is blowing up this because the debate is what's not exciting or the trade war not exciting or anything with the Democrats to do with the president, Donald Trump. Anything to do with Donald Trump, like the Russia thing or anything, not that exciting. So they blow up this because it's exciting to them.
Well, Neil, it's not particularly, I think, exciting. It's just a way for them to manipulate things to take him down. Because you notice they're not talking about his order to blow Iranian warships out of the water. For threatening U.S. ships or other ships, you're not hearing them talk about drug dealers are being taken down, pedophiles are being taken down, human traffickers are being taken down. Because that gives Trump wins. They don't want to have Trump to have wins. The media is controlled by a handful of companies. And those companies owe allegiance to China. They owe allegiance to the elites because they are the elites. Too many people just kept saying, oh, you know, this is good. I get more money for this now. Or, boy, with them taking over that company, it'll be, you know, savings. When do we stop looking at how this saves us money, saves us time, saves us hassle, and just let 6 big corporations take over this world, take over this country? If it's worth working for, then it's worth having. You work for your business, you take pride in your business. You work for your home, your car, you take pride in them. Well, most people do. The people I hang out with do. But when you stop working for something, you stop caring about it. Until somebody else comes in and tries to take it away. Is it too late? Because we're having our country, we're having our way of life taken away, yanked out from right underneath you, like Neil said. And people aren't doing a damn thing about it. The masses aren't doing a damn thing about it. There are little handfuls of resistance, like the Fight for Nevada team. The people putting on these peaceful rallies. You better support them. Or your way of life as you know it will end in 2020. Is that fear-mongering? No, that's just the truth. Let's get a Fox News update here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you're with me today. So much to talk about. Governor Sisolak getting in front of a microphone last night and saying, well, it's up to you. Yeah, it's up to you. Nevadans will help determine the timeline when it comes to reopening the state. Also code for he has no plan whatsoever to reopen the state, even if it's piece by piece. Joining us on the show right now, it's Jeff Manasso of Fox News Radio. And you know what? The country can be reopened. Restaurants can be reopened, nail salons, hair salons. But how are people going to be doing business once all these things get going? So, Jeff, thank you for being on the show again. I love this time we get to spend together.
Hey, Monica, good to be with you as always.
So how are we going to see the restaurant business affected by everything that's going on? I mean, are we going to go to a nice dinner where we get dressed up and everything's fancy and our waiter or waitress comes out with a full body suit or mask on and gloves and serve us that beautiful dinner?
Yeah, I think you really right now it all depends on where you are. Obviously, if you're in Manhattan, things will take a little bit longer to get things going. If you're in Nevada or Georgia or some of these other states, particularly in the plains, the north, the central, the southern plains, things can open up. They can open back up. Many states have flattened the curve. Yours has. And, you know, look, there's a lot of different factors, moving parts in this. And, you know, right now there are millions and millions of restaurant employees that have been laid off and furloughed since the beginning of this outbreak. And, you know, many of these restaurants, the margins were so thin as it was before this. And so some of them won't come back. But, you know, these other ones will, and we're going to be packed. You know, we're going to get back to where we're packed in restaurants, we're packed in concerts, we're packed in ball games. We're going to get back. You know, and your listeners know that politics is at play in just about everything we hear surrounding the coronavirus and whether or not we're going to get, you know, open back up. You know, besides the president's criteria that he laid out over the weekend, just a couple of days ago, in terms of the health and safety of restaurants and phase one, phase two, phase three, restaurants and bars are technically in the final phase of that. So it remains to be seen, you know, what it looks like in the short term. But we've heard from, you know, restaurant associations across the country, including the American Restaurant Association, that says it's really going to focus on sanitation. It's going to be menus, condiments, anything that on the tables that people can touch. They're going to focus on cleanliness and cleaning those things, which before the virus, I was cool with. I'm cool with that. Keep it clean, but that's what
I was
going to
say. I don't remember seeing when somebody busts a table or before. I mean, because I'm a watcher. I love watching people. And, you know, they do that quick wipe down of the table and the seats. You never see them wiping down the salt and pepper or the mustard and ketchup or the menus that are there. I mean, are we just going to have to wipe all this stuff off the tables? I mean, that just seems, seem like petri dishes sitting on the tables.
Yeah. Look, I was never, I'm not a germaphobe. I don't think I am, but I'd always grab it, take a napkin and grab the ketchup bottle and then open it up, you know, and then put the ketchup on my fries or whatever. But they're going to have to, I mean, look, we're hyper aware now of the fact that germs are around, and that's not necessarily such a bad thing. I think it's really going to be interesting as we focus on the reopening of the country, which states are doing it and which states aren't, and how they're doing it. I'm not talking about hot spots, but I'm talking about other states that are similar. Which states are doing it, which states are not, and how it's working out for these states, and what the difference is. You know, focus on what the difference is in that state.
Yeah, being the cynic that I am, I say, you know, it's Democrat-run states as to Republican-run states.
Some would argue that that's what the difference is. Look, you've got the state of Georgia and the governor there getting immense pushback on the fact that he's allowing his citizens to as you mentioned, it's up to you. It's up to you. Of course, you were cynical about your governor, but this governor is saying, look, really, it's up to you and the people of this state. You're smart enough to know what's good for you and what's not good for you and which businesses to attend and which businesses not to attend at this point. So watch Georgia and see what happens. I can tell you in the state of Wisconsin, the voting that happened there, the in-person voting, the debacle that was the midterm primary in the state of Wisconsin, you have now reports from the local health department that are tying coronavirus cases to that. But if you dig deep...
I saw that story last night, and I was so angry because at the very end of the story, they just happened to mention that they squished everybody into fewer locations rather than letting it be spread out and people being able to spread out. They limited where people could go vote. So what are you going to do? Now you have more people in limited space. And yeah, you have a greater chance then of catching something.
Well, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, there were 280 polling sites, and he closed 175, leaving the entire city to vote in only one. Thus, coupled with the social distancing rules, led to long lines. And so then you have the cameras and the big story. It's long lines. These people are awful. And so it wasn't really telling the whole story. But my point on this story... and by the way, there's an update. Now Wisconsin says 19 people have coronavirus after voting or working at polls on election day. So that's the headline. But if you dig into the story, you see on the second to last paragraph that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's no way of knowing with certainty where these people got the virus.
Yeah.
So just be careful what you're reading, where you're reading it. And I think... you know, watch the states that are opening and watch the states that are not and look for the differences. And so that way you're a little bit smarter in your own way.
Yeah.
We're all adults and we all know what's best for us and our children. And it's frustrating. I think most people are really frustrated and depressed when they hear about states shutting down and extending these safer at home orders for another month, perhaps even longer, when we're killing ourselves in terms of our economy. So
yeah, now people are talking about July.
Yeah, there's a lot to get done, and the more positive you stay, I think the healthier you'll be.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing is when you mess with people's rights to vote and the election process, if they're sick, they're still going to vote because that is such a powerful motivator. So, you know, it's not like people are going to stay home when they don't feel good. Jeff Manasso, thank you so much for keeping us positive and putting a smile on our face. And, you know, we will come through this.
We will.
All right. Jeff Manasso, thanks. Fox News Radio, thank you for joining us today. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again real soon with some of the great subject you come up. Look forward to it, too, my sir. All right. Be positive. How are you staying positive? I would like to know that. You know, I am usually a very positive person. And I don't think you should equate positivity and negativity to speaking the truth and understanding the facts. Like, why the hell would the chief of police be put in as city manager? I'm just curious. You know, that's not being positive or negative. I'm just curious. Because it doesn't make sense to me. So people say when you're asking questions, you're negative because they don't like the questions. But I really hope that you're questioning the mayor and the city council as to why they thought that was a good idea. Just a thought there for you. A lot of people having thoughts all over the place. Should we go out and rally? Should we open back up? Great ideas are coming out. How about having a waiver? I don't mind signing a personal waiver that I take responsibility for going in someplace I know is sterilized and sanitized. Whether it be a salon or a barber shop or a restaurant. But when at some point, especially when you look at bars and restaurants, when does the business owner, when does the owner also take responsibility? Because you see people give up. You see owners of businesses not paying attention to what's going on behind the bar, to not paying attention what's going on in the kitchen. If something's been left out, if something's being cross-contaminated. If you're doing that, you will be found out. Then it lands on the feet of the inspectors. Because inspectors get to know people. And imagine this. Sometimes they don't do their job. They don't get down into the nitty-gritty of inspecting places. They just wander in, look around, give it, you know, kind of the bird's eye view. Yeah, it looks good, looks clean. But it's what's underneath everything that you need to know about. If you're going to feel safe to go out and start eating in restaurants again and go to your favorite bar, you need to know that the taps are being cleaned, that the soda fountain, that the soda squirter is being cleaned on a regular basis. You don't stick a piece of napkin in there and it comes out brown. Blech. I get it. You have to feel safe. But we all work together. And we get this damn state back open again. We'll be back with today's poll question after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for giving me a little bit of time today. What? 10:52. Where did that hour go? That just kind of flew by. Oh, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thank you for all of the memes and the jokes and just everything, the questions, the comments. I know you're listening. I know you want your voice to be heard, and it's going to be heard. Gary just sent me a new motto: trust but verify, reopen but distance. And then who do you keep distance from? I know when I go to a nice dinner with my husband, I want to sit next to him, or I want to hold his hand across the table. Are we going to get kicked out? You never know. Also, I love the anonymity. Trust but verify is a great statement. But sometimes you just have to put things out there to get people talking and thinking. We heard from a prominent Democrat, Claiborne, that this virus is giving them an opportunity to reshape government in their vision. What do you think the reshaping that they have in mind is? It's called distance. It's called doing what you're told. And if you don't think that people are still working behind the scenes to make sure that we are distant, that we are online, I wonder how much money they've got tied up in all this to just keep everybody away from each other. So we can't talk to each other. So we can't share things with each other. And then they can track everything that you say. Did you know that there was a bill that's going through about ending decryption on the federal level? Yeah. There's all kinds of bills still going through. So think about this. Hey, Monica. So there is a secret teacher task force. Now, anytime the word secret is used, that should get your hair up. There is a secret teacher task force that just got started yesterday, which includes 50 teachers across the state. Teacher friend is on the task force, by the way. They are to develop a distant learning program for the future. With only 6 weeks left of the school year, and they already have the next 2 weeks planned out for the students. I'm going to take a wild stab and say Sisolak is hiding his true intentions for Nevada, and our students won't be back in buildings until at least 2021. Anonymous. Imagine that, Sisolak hiding his true intentions. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Andrea this morning. Wants to continue the conversation about waivers. Hi, Andrea. What do you think?
We lost
Andrea. Okay. Well, I think waivers are interesting. I would take a chance and sign a waiver with people I know. I don't think I would walk into a strange business and want to sign one unless I went through their kitchen and you know, saw everything for myself. Hey, let's do it all like, what is it, Ichiban? Where they cook the food out in front of you? Do all that? Maybe that's how we should make restaurants today. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should RPD Chief Jason Soto be appointed Reno City Manager? Should he? Yesterday's poll question. Should we be reopening the state, our businesses? 10% said yes. 43% said no. 30% said never should have been closed in the first place. You know what? We're just going to have to see how it goes. I'm surprised 43% of those participating said no. Wow. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.